It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the Go Birds Pod, a Radio.com podcast about your beloved birds.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome on in to the day two live draft party featuring the three of us.
Yeah, buddy.
The party's really done.
And Casey Young as well.
That's right.
Don't forget about that.
See him
He's
right
got
over there.
The Go Bird shirt on.
And this beautiful backdrop. It is a reminder that the Eagles did, in fact, win the Super Bowl. So that's that's quite nice.
They did. It wasn't just a dream.
We are, if you're catching this on the replay, we are starting this bad boy at pick 51.
So Irv Smith off the board with the most recent pick, John.
And he is very happy. His whole entire family
Everyone's crying.
Going to the dog pile as you should. Interestingly enough, though, James, right now there's a lot of talent left on the board, and I know that people, including Ray Didinger today, who was talking to you guys in the midday show, had mentioned safety, and that's been kind of going around with a lot of different beat reporters. They have their options of many right now. Nasir Adderley, Chauncey Gardner, you know, there's a lot of wide receivers to choose from right now. You've been feeling wide receiver. You missed out on Hollywood Brown last night.
Hollywood.
Are we thinking wide receiver here?
I think you certainly could be. I mean, there are a lot of names on the board. I can't believe A.J. Brown's still out there. I really like him. He's my favorite. Paris Campbell's still on the board. DK Metcalf's still on the board. Running backs, Miles Sanders. What's funny, John, is it feels like, and look, I know that, you know, not everyone always agrees on who the second round guys they want are, but it feels like when you've been searching through Eagles Twitter over the last few weeks
months?
Yeah. I was going to go a few weeks, but whatever you want to go with.
Yeah.
The point is, I feel like a lot of the second round target names that people wanted are like all still on the board. The wide receivers
Everybody.
I mentioned, Miles Sanders, the safeties you mentioned, like there's a ton of guys who have been, you know, sexy names for Eagles Twitter. So, naturally, I think Howie's going to take two guys that none of us have ever heard of.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, like this is kind of the MO, and it's kind of what happened last night because people had a ton of people in mind, and obviously Hollywood Brown was one of them, and you know the 90% ended up being zero, unfortunately for you. But
I didn't say 90%.
No, I know you.
Other
did.
People said 90%.
But yeah, Kyle who is joining in right here
what
in the
up,
chat.
Kyle?
What's up, buddy? Adderley, Metcalf, AJ. Hey, Zeus makes up a great point here, though, too. And this is, I think we're due for one of these picks in trading back. And that's
I do, too.
A lot of trading that's been going on in the second round already. I'm not necessarily sure.
You know
sure.
how he loves picks,
he
baby.
He does.
I think get a third and a fourth for one of the twos or something like that. Doesn't that feel like a classic Howie move?
Does feel like a classic Howie move. I don't think they do it here, though.
You think they do it at 57?
I think they do it at 57.
Okay.
Which might be bad news for us because it's raining outside and, you know, We want to move things along tonight and be excited about the draft picks, but that's okay. If we got to wait to the third round, we'll just have to wait to the third round. I believe that that's where they want to target a running back. I don't suspect, you know, Miles Sanders has been another popular one going on right now.
All the guys, like Montgomery's there, Henderson's there. Yeah. There are so many of these guys we talked about leading up is obviously running back a big-time topic of discussion for many Eagles fans.
Definitely.
Basically, every time there's a draft, that's what we do. But
Steve checking in. What's up, Sebastian? What's up?
So many of those names are out there because, you know, obviously there was the Josh Jacobs talk, but I don't think a lot of us or most of us actually thought he would really take a running back in the first round. No. But a lot of these second-round names are, and again, it's very likely how he won't take a running back in the second round because he's Howie.
Right.
But there are a lot of names out there that I think a lot of Eagles fans would be really happy with.
Yeah, and there hasn't been, and I don't suspect there's going to be a run of running backs until you get into the bottom of the second round here. And I think that's what Howie ends up doing, you know. And right now, I mean, they're in a good spot where you could be at the tail end of the second round and pick up a later round third pick. You could convince somebody to do that. I mean, Jesus, the Saints just gave up a 2020 second rounder and a bunch of other stuff in this draft just to go up and get a center. And I know,
No,
there goes A.J. Brown.
Oh,
just
Tennessee,
like that.
Bastards.
Well, that helps them. They needed
you.
Marcus Mariota gets a nice weapon.
I'm going to leave now, guys.
That's it.
That was the guy I wanted.
That's it.
That was my guy. It's over.
A.J. Brown just went to Tennessee.
It's over.
Shut down the podcast forever. But this actually leaves it wide open, and the more and more we're getting to it, you know, like, I'm very surprised that DK is still on the board regardless.
Yeah, I don't love him. I know he's an athlete and all that. I'm a big, produced at the college level guy. He didn't have a ton of the, production at the college level. But look.
And for what it's worth, the Eagles are too, obviously.
So I'd be surprised if they took him. I think Paris Campbell or someone makes more sense if they're going to go receiver. But
wow, look at the Cincinnati Bengals just wasting no time. I love
that.
Thank you, Cincinnati.
Shout out to Cincinnati. Because here's the thing. If you're up and you know you're going to pick, why belabor it?
Yeah.
Nobody wants you to take the full 10 minutes. It's even worse when teams trade up and then take time. You trade it up. You know who you're trading up for. It's why you trade it up to make the freaking pick.
And then shout out to Bill Belichick as well for doing the same thing tonight.
Bill was on it, man.
You know, here's who we want. I'm trading up. Let's rock and roll. But
get my guy. June or whatever it is. Dejuan.
Yes. Eagles are officially on the clock. L.H. Shore Parks is behind us here as well, and he'll be chiming in, but he has got some blogging to do, obviously.
He's got to write. He's a writer. He's the beat writer you need.
So,
beat writer you didn't know you wanted, but you do need.
I think this ends up...
he couldn't hear me. I was hoping he could hear me yelling. It's a shame. He's all locked in.
I don't think that this is... I think this is all too high for a lot of the other DNs that you like, maybe towards that have, you know, late second round, third round grades. I honestly think this is going to be safety. And
ooh, I like it. I mean, if it's Chauncey, Eagles Twitter is going to be the happiest.
Oh, of course. Howie will be, too. He got his Florida guy
out there. Yeah, exactly. I love it.
The other name that I mentioned here, too, and again, might be a little early to take a stab at this because it's all over the place. A guy that does remind me of Chris Long, also from Florida, is that Ja'Kai Polite. And he is anything but when he is on the field. Really fits, like, Jim Schwartz's system a lot. In that wide nine, and once you get, you know, him in some open space, he's not a really, really much a hand in the ground type of guy. He likes to stand up. Got a great burst. There's a lot of things he's got to work on in terms of technique, and you know, even just pass rushing moves in general. But that's somebody that I could see kind of heading around, taking a stab here. And just because I said that, he's now going to last until like day four and round six or something like that. But.
Drew Sample off the board. Tight end from Washington.
What a waste of time. What a waste of time. Is that true? Oh, jeez. See, Elliot's making me jump out of my skin. He just said Nasir, and I know a lot of people like Nasir.
Yeah, Adderley, that'd be a good pick. I'm down.
Yeah, I just didn't want
it. It's fun to nerd out over all these guys.
Absolutely.
You know?
I was
There's only at one point that all of these guys who we spend so much time, you know, researching and learning about, like, this is very likely the only opportunity they will ever have to be a Philadelphia Eagle. Like, maybe later on they're a free agent. You never know what can happen. But for the vast majority of these guys, this is our one chance.
This is Christmas.
To have these guys be our guy.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're our guy. We root for them. We root for them to succeed. It's a beautiful thing, John.
Ooh. Joel is also making an excellent point.
I mean, as always.
I mean, Jordan Matthews was very productive in college.
Oh, buddy. It's true.
Which I'm more on your end. You know, it is important.
I'm saying both matter. Like, I'm not saying. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, with DK Metcalf, there's like so little college production. But.
Quinn Ritter with an excellent question. Always good to hear from Quinn.
Oh, Quinn, what a buddy.
Who has the better NFL career, Nate Sudfeld or Daniel Jones? Nate Sudfeld.
Yeah,
let me just say that.
I mean, I could see Daniel Jones out of the league in 5 years.
Yeah, already. I think Nate Sudfeld has had a better career.
Oh, the pick is in, by the way.
Wow.
I mean, if you
Let's
can, if you can take a less athletic with a worse arm Josh Allen, don't you have to do it? I mean.
Yes, you just have to do it.
A less athletic, significantly less talented arm product. That's good.
There is a lot of safety buzz right now. Ooh. Thornhill. Could it be CJ? That's CGJ. That's too much of a. We're just have to going to call him Chauncey. Chauncey.
I like that. That's better. Chauncey's a great name, by the way. Big fan of Chauncey.
I would say it's between those two guys if you are going to pick a safety. And then there is going to be a very large discussion that happens after this. Because, you know, we've thought Avante Maddox, maybe he could go there. They've signed Rodney McLeod back. Malcolm Jenkins is getting a little older.
Sandejo, who knows?
That locker room is packed full of DBs.
Miles Sanders.
Hey!
He took a running back in the second round.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
He took a running back in the second round. Oh, my God.
Now, I'm really excited about this. I'm surprised.
Let's go.
I'm surprised.
Let's go.
I'm so glad it's not a safety. Can I say that?
Miles Sanders.
How about it? Woohoo! Welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles.
We fucking did it, guys.
Miles Sanders.
Took a running back in the second round, y'all.
Do you hear this? Do you hear that? That is all of Penn State rumbling, and it's coming down this way.
Hold up. Did the Eagles take the second running back in the draft? Has any other one gone besides Josh Jacobs?
No, that's it. The second one in the
draft. The Eagles took the second running back off the board? Are you serious? The Eagles took the second running back. What is happening right now?
Fantastic.
I feel like I'm living in a... Thank you. Howie Roseman, thank you. As Eagles
now
fans...
Now we don't have to debate about it anymore.
And not just that. You have made our discussions far more interesting, far more fun when we talk about this draft. So good looking out, brother.
All right. So, Elliot...
And also to the point with, look, Andre Dillard, we've talked a lot about it, but the Eagles are doing everything they possibly can for Carson
Wentz
now and in the future. As they should be. He is a franchise quarterback. Give him the tools he needs to succeed. They are really doing that, and it's fun.
It is fun. So here's my initial reaction to all this. And this is what's great, is because Miles Sanders isn't really featured
I'm still shocked.
Because of Saquon Barkley, right? Like, that's always, and they are definitely not the same players by any means. But the reason why you take Miles Sanders right now as opposed to the rest of the running back class is because, and I know I'm a big fan of Darrell Henderson, and look, still possibility too later on in this draft.
Who knows? Let's get crazy.
Maybe they double dip and get crazy. But Miles Sanders is an instant compliment to Jordan Howard if that's the way that they want to go. You never, ever, 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 ever take a running back unless they can help you out in the passing game, and that's what he does almost immediately. And this guy, coming out of high school, is one of the most sought-out guys in the nation. That means something, you know? And because you are behind Saquon Barkley, unfortunately, you get behind one of the best running backs that we'll probably see of this, you know, era of football coming forward with, you know, the rest of the Todd Gurleys and all that. Miles Sanders is amazingly talented running back. I normally have, of course, I have a bias against PSU, but I always do. But watching this guy, and not only that, he can jump in almost immediately in special teams. He's a fantastic returner. I really like this. I think it's a little high.
I'm fine
but
with it.
Who cares? You know, like they needed this, and here comes Roger Goodell officially.
I mean, how long have you and I been talking about the Philadelphia Eagles? Like over 5 years, we've been talking to each other about the Philadelphia Eagles, and this has never been a thing. Like we've talked forever about get us a running back who we think could maybe be a real guy moving forward into the future. Someone who you could be like, all right. That's our dude.
Yes.
That's our go-to guy. We can count on him in every situation. Like, they just took a guy who could be that guy. It is crazy.
It is. And again, like, it all fits with what the Eagles do. I mean, I am not a big fan of the offensive coordinators that are in Happy Valley, but what they do is they do run a similar type of look and feel. Miles Sanders is going to feel right at home with what Doug Peterson runs in with his 11 personnel, with, you know, spreading everybody out, the RPOs, the play action, all from shotgun, mostly from shotgun. Didn't run a ton under center because McSorley was there.
Man.
This is a great fit just in like, he fits everything that the Eagles do. So I'm not even remotely worried about that in the end.
Josh Adams, Wendell Smallwood.
Yep.
That was our running game last year.
Oh, wait, hold on. We have to hold our hands.
Ooh.
And we have to give a shout out to Fly 64. Because my man,
Wendell,
it's finally over.
Wendell,
a peace long out. Rest, Wendell Smallwood. We appreciate you.
Deuce will still find a way to keep him on the roster.
I apologize to Donnell Pumphrey, as you will probably. I don't know.
Shout out to the Texans picking quickly cut. Here, so
oh,
we
nice.
Keep rolling here,
rolling right along there
they
too.
They took a running back.
This
is so exciting. It really is exciting.
Here's my next question.
Yes.
Did they take Miles Sanders higher than they took LeSean McCoy? And is this the first time that they've taken a running back
Shady was I think 56, 57, something like that.
Somebody can double check on that, but I'm pretty sure this is the highest that the Eagles have gone. Since LeSean McCoy, and I think this is a higher slot for him. So I like this pick. I can't say I love this pick, but I really, really like
this pick.
I'm
nervous Googling LeSean McCoy draft.
I know.
I'm going to see
he ruined some
endgame
fun
something.
For everybody.
I'm a little nervous about it, but okay, we're going to Wikipedia. I hope that isn't the lead thing, is he ruined endgame for everybody.
All right, so let's
53. So
wow,
exact
same
spot. Pick. How about that? How about that?
That won't be a headline literally anywhere for like the next 50 days that's going on here. So what we're going to do on the replay, obviously, we're going to keep going. But on the Facebook Live, if you love this pick, actually, throw up a love. If you like it, give it a thumbs up. And let's have some laughing if there are people who do not like this pick for some reason. And certainly leave it in the comments at GoBirdsPod, at John Marchard, at James Seltzer, at Elliot Shore Parks. But yeah, I'm excited.
Let's.
This is probably the end for Darren Sproles.
Why wouldn't you like this pick? Like, I get it. I think the only argument is, well, it's a luxury position that you shouldn't draft this highly is the only argument. But look, we've seen how it's worked out. And granted, Corey Clement, the exception of the rule here for that one season and the most important and all that. But we've seen how it's worked out when they've tried to wait and draft guys later. Like, why would you be against them taking a shot on a guy who's certainly a second-round talent?
And the upside is
even higher. I don't know why Eagles fans wouldn't be happy with this pick.
Yeah, and so far, I mean, it's just been nothing but love. And like Joseph saying Shady was 57. I don't know if Google lied to you, but
I went to Wikipedia. Okay. I originally thought 57. I said 56, 57, but it says on Wikipedia round 2, pick 53.
Okay, all right. So we'll
Casey,
have to,
get on that.
Yeah.
What pick was LeSean McCoy? What number pick? Google it. You have a phone.
What pick was LeSean McCoy in 2009? So confused. Regardless of that, I mean, now the Eagles are completely set up for. I mean, this is why the free agents period was so important. Like, you needed to have something, so you're not probably. I think Miles Sanders is a much better running back than Josh Jacobs is.
Ooh, I like that take.
That
is a nice one.
Who
was he your top back in this class?
No, he was number. He
so
was 53. Number 3.
Okay, so it was 53. So the same.
So yeah, that's pretty crazy.
How about that?
I don't know if he'll have the same amount of production as Shady because football has changed. But.
So you're saying he's not going to be the best running back in the history of the franchise, John? What the hell, man? What the hell, John?
I wouldn't be surprised if he was.
Wow, I wasn't expecting you to go there.
I wasn't expecting the high five. I wouldn't be surprised. Only because, like, Miles Sanders, to me, reminds me more of Westbrook than he does McCoy if we're just literally sticking to Eagles guys.
You have to. Who does he remind you of? Give me someone else. Give me a real comp.
I don't have a good one. All I know is he is a fantastic all around back.
Nice.
And
that's what we want.
And is a guy that can give you 20 on the ground, you know, 10 in the air, and 30 touches like that.
30 touches.
If you need him to
My
do
man.
That,
man, let's go.
But he's a very durable guy. I think his elusiveness is fine for what it is. But I don't know. He's a fantastic football player.
I'm so excited.
So I'm very, very pumped about
Jacked
it.
Jacked up.
In there as well. Now this again.
So we are one pick away. The Rams on the clock and then the Eagles at 57 if they stay in that pick, obviously.
Oh, and guess what? I hope they steal whoever the Cowboys want because they're at 58.
Yeah, big time.
Welcome to the draft,
they did
finally,
it.
Dallas.
They did
Thank
it last
you.
Year.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, back-to-back years will be fun.
So
that's what I was saying, yeah.
Yeah, but like this is now. Now this opens the door for everything. Sorry, that was got a sidetrack. But
well, because yeah, Elliot's yelling at us when having no idea what we're talking about. He's saying things to us that you coming over here.
Yeah,
he is.
Here he is. Finally, hey, there it is. Elliot Shore Parks. What do you think of Miles Sanders?
I give it an A.
A.
An A.
I give it an A.
Look at
I
that.
Like that. Here's where the message is from the Eagles. We are loading up for Carson Wentz on offense.
That's yeah. That was my takeaway.
This huge year from Carson. We got to give him running. We have to give him options. We have to give him more playmakers out of the backfield. Miles Sanders, I'll also note, a running back with very little wear and tear on his body. A lot of the other running back prospects people like, they like because they've played 3 or 4 years, or even really 2 years with 400-plus touches per year. I think Miles Sanders only had, like, maybe 100, 150 total touches in his 3 years at Penn State. So coming in very fresh. Also, a pretty good pass blocker. When you look at his percentage, I mean, he wasn't on the field a ton throughout his college career, like I said, because of Saquon. But a pretty good pass blocker. Can definitely catch a ball out of the backfield.
Yep.
So there's reason to think he'll get on the field often, and I think he'll essentially split touches with Jordan Howard next year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he does it this year. You know, and this is probably at least a practice. Actually, I don't know his PS availability, but
Miles Sanders?
No.
Okay.
Josh Adams is probably, you're not going to see him this year.
No.
And I would say that Wendell Smallwood is now.
I think Deuce might keep him around.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the running backs as of now. Well, I think what this really means
look,
is
you have two losses.
Sproles is not coming back.
Howard and Sanders, let's put it this way. Howard and Sanders, I think, are the only two you can say are 100% locked to make the roster.
We have a trade here. Is this Eagles
related? Yeah, no, the Kansas City, it's a pick before Kansas City coming in. The pick number 56
to the Chiefs.
I'm surprised how he did it, though, honestly. It's a luxury of
that's
building.
That's what I said. I just kept going, I can't believe he took a running back in the second round.
Here's what I'll say. It's the luxury of building a roster.
Like we still got to work it's on better. That microphone thing.
I just don't
you always talk
because
over
because you're talking
you
got to
go through it and into it.
You're like talking over it, so it's like this, whereas like this.
Yeah.
I'm surprised how he took a running back.
Oh, so much better. Yeah.
Here's what I would say, though. This is the benefit of building a roster the Eagles have built, right?
Yep.
There's no glaring need. This is not the Giants where you take a running back at number 2 overall. This is a team where you have no other need, really, other than depth. So you can just take a running back that's going to come in, play 300-400 snaps next year and be a contributor.
Now, I think the Chiefs right now are probably going to steal the wide receiver that the Eagles
yeah,
wanted.
That I think that's what was going to happen. I think there's
DK
a reason they traded up.
Paris.
They traded
safety
in front of the
here,
Eagles.
Think?
I think they're trading up for wide receiver. Look, they're going to lose.
Or that too, or safety actually.
They're going to lose. They're
gonna, do you think receiver?
Oh, I don't know what they're going to do. I think that the Chiefs might be trading up to take the receiver the Eagles wanted.
That's true.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
But
look, the Chiefs need a receiver. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What do you guys in the chat room? What do you
all
guys
right, I'm
think
go
that
get
this is going to be?
Bit.
Yeah, Elliot's already in and out. I think they're stealing a wide receiver.
I think the Chiefs are taking a wide receiver.
Want to know why? Because Tariq Hill's a piece of shit.
That's my point. He's never going to play football again.
Hello. I'll take that bet.
Well, I already made a $20 bet with Elliot. Elliot thinks he plays a snap this season.
Yes,
I said,
so do I. I think he plays by week 8.
Okay, let's make the bet a double bet.
You guys saw it. You guys saw it right there.
I think Tariq Hill. I think his best case scenario, the best for him, and like fuck him. I hope I want him banished.
Oh yeah, so do I.
But I think his best case scenario is a year suspension.
Ira Smith. Tony Hunt 2.0, baby. Yes.
Oh no,
that's
not
the last
cool.
Time, that's the last time the
I know.
The PS3
not
running
cool.
Running.
Not cool.
I love that.
Tony's a good dude.
I would suspect this is going to be a wide receiver.
Tony
I would
was a second round pick too.
I will be upset if this is Paris Campbell. I'll be livid because I think that's where you go. Okay, we have this, and then Nelson. You just
will you
move
throw
on
the computer over the edge of this?
I would.
Balcony.
I would end the broadcast.
Wow.
Actually,
we've already threatened
happens.
To end it a few times.
I know. Yeah. I'm not actually going to do that.
No.
But, yeah.
No.
If this ends up being Paris, that's,
equipment's
that's
not cheap, John.
It's not cheap. not cheap. And 97% of it's ours, and not 90, the stations.
What do you mean 100%? 99.9.
They lent us some cords today.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's nice. But I.
So we didn't have to use our cords that we already have. Got it.
Trevor liked your fuck 'em a lot. So
thank
that was,
you,
yeah.
Trevor.
Of course,
my guy right there.
Yeah. So we're just waiting for the Chiefs. I would say that there hasn't been a ton of other surprises other than, I mean, I think that I get it with the Saints and moving up for that particular center because he's a stud in Texas A&M and he's never given up a sack in his entire college career, which is not that hard to do when you're a center, by the way. I know that's like a Bobo stat, but like, yeah, that being there is
The Saints guy we're talking about?
Yeah, that's the only thing that surprised me.
So I didn't see it, but one of the things people were saying on Twitter was that he handled Quentin Williams really well. So that is something that on tape, I mean, that's impressive. He's a really good football player. But I'm just, I don't know a lot about him. I'm not going to act like I diagnosed the Texas A&M center's tape.
All right, Chiefs pick is coming in here. And the Eagles are back on the clock. We'll have to see.
The Chiefs are taking this
wow.
guy.
Wow. Nobody that I would have thought of.
Wow.
Mecole Hardman, who is yeah, man, that is a – why did they trade up for that is my first question. Holy Jesus.
So they thought the Eagles were going to take Mecole Hardman, I guess? How are we feeding Andy bad info?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, I want him.
Get that
I want
back,
him.
Boy.
I want him. I want him. That's
oh,
my
yeah,
guy.
That's my guy. Nothing but speed. I just want nothing but speed.
I'm not even getting like a, who knows, like, but like all these guys talk to each other. That's how they get the information. That's how the Eagles knew that they could get in front of the Texans. They got that from another team. They'll hook someone up down the line, whatever. I would not, it would not shock me at all if Howie were playing fourth dimensional chess with a guy like Andy.
I don't even think it's that. Here's what I think.
I don't think it is. I'm just saying it wouldn't shock me. That's Howie's.
Be prepared for this. Be prepared for this. Okay. This is an overreactiony take.
Ooh, I love overreaction he takes.
Chiefs are missing the playoffs.
That is a ridiculous take.
Because Andy, right now, I'm just
here's
telling,
where I'll give you credit for it. You are firing off takes tonight.
Yeah, I am. I'm just in the mood to fire off
13-3 for the Browns. You're like firing off takes. I love it. I'm all in on.
Let me clarify because we're actually taping
this. Yes, yeah, you're right. He said that the Browns are going to be
opportunity
to be a juggernaut. And we said juggernaut is
13-3 or something. It's all on paper. I don't know. They have a lot to prove.
The point is you're firing off takes and I love it.
Andy's panicking like he did towards the end of his career in Philadelphia. That's what he's doing right
man.
Now. With this pick, that kind of tells me that.
Here's the thing. Miss the playoffs this far is hard. To say, like, they're going to lose in the first
round. They're going to barely miss the playoffs.
I mean, look, it's not crazier things have happened. I'm not going to. I mean, the Eagles almost missed the playoffs last year. We all thought they were going 14-2. So.
But they have this, you know, they double down on another asshole in Frank Clark. They do all these different things with D4. They're trading around picks like crazy because Andy's nuts and he just wants to win a Super Bowl. He's doing it again.
So there's a minute 22 left on the clock. How is it that all the guys we talked about except Miles Sanders, they're all still there? Chauncey, Adderley,
they're still here.
Campbell.
You can
like,
go get another safety right now.
Or Campbell. I mean, all these guys are here. It's
this
really
is fantastic.
Crazy. Yeah.
I can't tell you how much this
and the pick is in. They're not trading out. That is very exciting. Way to go, Howie.
Bum, 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 bum. Come on, baby. Give me that mojo.
That was really good,
man. Who is it?
That was really good.
Who is it?
I'm looking at the TV. You're looking at Twitter. I'm guessing you'll find out.
Sorry, guys. I know this is not very entertaining, but I am so happy if this is going to be Paris Campbell. Come on, baby.
Give me Paris
Campbell.
Give
it to me.
I want Paris Campbell,
Give
too.
It to me.
It'd be crazy if he went three offensive players with the first three picks.
Okay. I thought they just said DK. I thought Ross Tucker just said DK, and I was about ready to freak out and go like, okay, let's go. I was about to jump up on my chair.
I mean, it could be. It wouldn't be shocking if someone like that. Man, I'm really intrigued to see what happens here.
Yeah, me too. Now, do you think it would be odd to go three offensive picks in a row? What do you got? Hold on. Is it in? Is it in? Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Oh, baby. Welcome to the Philadelphia Eagles, JJ. Yes. Oh, my God. The Eagles just crushed this fucking draft, y'all. The Eagles just crushed this draft. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
You are fired up,
yes.
Johnny.
Nelson's yes. Gone. Yeah, Nelson is not coming back. Did we just freeze up on that? Oh, I'm so sorry if we just froze up. That is unfortunate if that just happened right there. Oh, my God. JJ Whiteside, because I always. I know.
All right, so talk to me about JJ Whiteside. Why do you love him so much? Because you are fired up right now.
He's got the. I mean, he's just got the perfect amount of speed, the perfect amount of body and weight. He can play in, he can play out in the red zone. He is just an incredible wide receiver. I think he was one of the most underrated guys coming in. If you read anything on the Draft Network, too, I mean, these guys were like pounding the table for JJ. He's an incredible wide receiver. Everybody's going to fall in love with this guy.
And produced in college, which I like.
Produced in college.
Big fan
big
of that.
Time, yes.
Big fan of that.
Did we freeze? Did we freeze on this? Oh my goodness! Let us know if you can still see us in Facebook. It's frozen on our end, but Yeah, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is one of the most polished guys that you're going to find here. I mean, this is... I cannot believe that this is happening.
You are really like
this is the best fucking draft I've ever seen in my life.
Wow, Barger loves it.
Granted, this is all potential, and this could come back to bite me in the ass. But like, this is awesome. Like, there are so many weapons for Carson Wentz. There's a potential.
It is crazy. Three straight offensive players. First of all, I'm floored that Howie made both picks here.
Me too.
I really. To the core of my being, expected one of these two picks to get traded back for a third and a fourth, a late second and a fourth, whatever. I expected that. The fact that he's made these two picks here, and the fact that he just spent two second-round picks on skill position players in a draft where everyone talked all about the defensive linemen, nonstop, historic class. He said it himself.
Yep.
The safeties we've heard so much about.
He set us all up.
Fuck y'all. I am going straight Carson Wentz, straight offense. Let's roll. Pretty exciting, man.
This is
it's a sexy draft, John.
This is a very, very sexy
draft. You don't expect
draft.
It to be a sexy draft when you go
no.
tackle with the first pick, but somehow Howie's made a sexy draft.
And they didn't have to do anything. That's what I mean. Like, it just... I'm blown away, guys.
But let's predict. Will Draft Twitter, Eagles Twitter, be upset that it wasn't Chauncey?
No.
Or you think I'm asking you this? I'm asking. They'll be happy with JJ.
I feel as though that, like, if you don't love these first three picks, and granted, it's all process here, right? Like, no one really knows, but man, the Eagles have given themselves a real chance here. And you know, I don't think safety was ever really a need, and in that regard you really didn't. We've mentioned this before. I mean, between Matt Collins,
yeah,
and we know
I'm
that Alshon's getting
I said I wanted a wide receiver. That was my number one thing I wanted coming in today. I'm definitely psyched about it. I'm just, you know, I trying to predict how the reaction's going to be. I feel like people can't be mad. It's running back and wide receiver. People love offense.
Yes. We look, there are still the funny thing is, now we have to kind of wait and see exactly like how the rest of this draft falls out. But there can end up being, because the way the board is working its way now, it's doing the opposite of what it did yesterday. So it went defense heavy. We predicted that. Now it's a little mix of both. Corners went on a run, left more offense on the board for the Eagles. They're able to take care of business. And now, if you get down there, there's probably some really good, like, day three talent in the early fourth round. If they want to jump back into the third round, they can do it to go find their guy. And I know it would be weird to only have, like, four selections out of this draft, but...
they don't have a lot of needs. They don't, like,
I mean... just go get more pass rushing help. And this opens all the things that we had talked about. Because Chris Long had been saying, like, hey, I know I'm probably more out than in because of, I mean... How he's saying all these different things.
Yeah, that means they might draft the D end. I guess not.
He didn't even bother.
They're like, nope.
Malcolm Jenkins doesn't have to feel weird that they're trying to replace him. That's it. They went to the guys that are already going to be offended anyway in the running back class. Sorry, Big V. I apologize. But they're not, you know, that message was sent to him and then the rest of the running back group that was here and the wide receivers and Matt Collins and Shelton Gibson. I couldn't be happier. And this is all just... reactionary fun stuff. Tomorrow, Saturday, we will break this down even further when we're on WIP from 1 to 3. I'm just more excited and joyful.
Yeah,
and
it's
like,
awesome.
That's all that really matters right now. We'll get into the nerdy stuff like,
oh, you know, this is the way he steps this way and that's the way he steps that way. You know?
And
honestly, there are many smarter people than us that handle the draft that can tell you way more about J.J. and Miles Sanders and Andre and all these guys, but like, these are two names that have been in everybody's mouth for a very long time, and it's just awesome to see that they're in Philadelphia. So, predictions for tomorrow, I guess. Or maybe even later tonight.
Yeah, I think defense now. I think this is the point where, all right, you've got your big three guys offensively now, kind of try and pick in at the deeper part of the draft. I think you see a D lineman. I think you see someone in the secondary, but that would be the angle I would take.
Yeah, that's the I'm pretty much there too. Wouldn't be opposed to
a few guards
that are coming in there as well. Some lead end settler with a kick.
I go for a guard.
K- can't remember the Boymeister for the kid from Wisconsin. They just churn them out.
Oh,
up there.
Oh, bring me a Sconson, a Sconny.
So was it Brian Boymeister or something like that?
I could go for a Sconny offensive lineman.
He's
a big,
up there.
Like, you know, cornbread type of guy, just come in and play offensive line.
But my biggest prediction for tomorrow, as you know, this is coming. You went and got JJ. He's more of the Alshon type, right? He's the big guy that's going to use his body, that's going to get the contested catches. Anthony Ratliff Williams is who you need next. Please, Howie, I'm begging you. With all my being and all my heart, I'm literally down on my knees right now. The product from North Carolina, who is faster and probably ends up having a better career than Hollywood Brown. Please, God,
wow.
Draft Anthony Ratliff Williams.
Look at you.
So with that and the excitement, at Go Birds Pod, at James Seltzer, at John Bartrand, at Elliot Shore Parks, this has been the Go Birds Pod live from Chickie and Pete's here in South Philly. We'll see you tomorrow, WIP, from 1 to 3, right here on Radio.com and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Go Birds!
Get my mojo running, my engine humming, don't I?